For members of the Luo community, inheritance is a way of continuing life in the home of the deceased, where the widow and her children remain. But complications may arise when the widow, whether she is a Luo or from another ethnic group, opposes the tradition. That is the case with Mary Wanjiru, whose husband died 10 years ago.
When my husband died, many men came asking me to accept inheritance. Some were the dead man's brothers. Some were kinsmen and even friends. They said, I'm still young and I should be inherited. So I refused.
Wanjiru is a Kikuyu and a Christian. She has medical and religious reasons for opposing the Luo traditions of her husband.
Some widows have been infected with AIDS virus by their brothers-in-law. Also, if a husband has died of the disease, an inherited widow may spread it to her husband's family.
Wanjiru says she is afraid of being infected.
These people don't mind about HIV/AIDS. Other widows inherited say that you don't have to go with the condom. If your husband died of HIV/AIDS, the man who comes to you is going to spread the disease outside. These men who inherited widows have some other women. You are not the only one. So this disease cannot be finished.
Apart from the threat of AIDS, Wanjiru says she disagrees with the Luo tradition of cleansing the widow's home for the brother-in-law.
A, the traditions to be observed including taking herbs, mixing herbs in the food and bathing water so that when the brother-in-law leaves your home, he doesn't carry any bad omens to his house. I did not like that.
According to another cleansing ritual, the widow must cast off evil spirits by sleeping first with a social outcast or madman before sleeping with her new husband.
The Luo culture demands a widow to be inherited by an abnormal man, just like a madman, before the dead man's brother inherits her.
Although the church discourages inheritance, some people, like village elder Akech Obat Masira, continue to support the custom.
Inheritance used to play a central role for the children to see a fatherly figure in the house, and also for the mother to be respected in the community, because people look down at a woman who doesn't have a husband.
He says the way inheritance is now practiced is abominable and exploitative.
In the olden days, inheritance was never based on sexual intercourse, but it was for guardianship to widows who had passed menopause. But if a young woman had not passed the menopause stage, she was inherited by the younger brother of the deceased or people from the same lineage so that she could have the children. That is, in the Luo community, children were seen as an asset, and therefore it was very important for a woman to give birth.
Healthcare professionals are urging the Luo to abandon the widow inheritance ritual. Some have already done so, especially those who have migrated to urban areas. But tradition is sacred in rural areas, and many are reluctant to adopt Western ways. For the VOA Africa, I am Ajanga Hayesi in Kisumu, Kenya.